Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Should we have speed limiters on cars? It's the Mayo TD, Michael Ring. He says all cars being brought into the country should be fitted with some form of technology to prevent them from being able to reach speeds above 100 kilometres per hour. And he says the government's just taken the wrong approach when it comes to trying to address the issue of road fatalities. Leo Leggio is the Vice President of the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo's with us on the programme today. This is something, Leo, that you've been calling for.
It's something I've been calling for years. I actually had a conference there in Crete a number of years back. I asked a high-up official why our car manufacturers allow manufacturer cars that can go over the speed limit. And he says, it's all down to money. The big companies don't want to see it. But thankfully, we're moving in that right direction. And Mr. Ring is correct that all new cars coming into the country shouldn't be allowed to go over the maximum. Just because there's no reason for 120 kilometres max. It's the maximum speed limit here. So I can bring in cars that can go twice that. It's only giving people an incentive to go out in speed. And actually, from July the 7th, new EU rules say that all new cars are fitted with speed limiters. It's called an ISA, Intelligent Speed Assist. So that will make the car slow down. It works with GPS, and it comes into an area that says 60 kilometres an hour, the car will slow down to 60 kilometres an hour. So that technology is already there in new cars.
Why just new cars, Leo?
That's what I'd like to know. All cars should be fitted with it. Andrea, the technology is out there. Like, people need to start thinking about what's going on. Does it take one of their family members to be killed by a speeding driver or a drunk driver? Does it take a child, one of their children, to be killed before they see the sense in it? You get the usual people ringing up, complaining about it. But wait till they go through what we went through.
I was just going to say, to put that into context, Leo, for people, you lost your daughter. She was a pedestrian, wasn't she, when she was...
She was a pedestrian crossing at a set of pedestrian lights, and she was hit so hot by the car going at such a speed that she was knocked to the height of the traffic lights, Andrea. Knocked clean out of her runners, the guard had told us. Now, do people want that happening to their children, to their family members, to someone they love, before they realise that speed kills?
Look, I totally accept your point, Leo, on the idea of speed limiters. I do wonder, though, is there another way? Like, for instance, I was coming back from Donegal yesterday, and I came back on the back roads, really, through Fermanagh, Cavan and onto the N3 there. And they've now, I think, only as of Friday, introduced the new average speed detectors, the speed cameras, on a stretch of that road. And it was remarkable to see the difference that it made. Because it's a stretch of the road that cars tend to fly on. You know, they're doing above 100. And yesterday, everybody was sitting at no more, I'd say, than 100 kilometres from what I saw.
I see people, like, you can see about over 1,200 cars detected, 1,200 people speeding over the weekend, over one weekend. And until the government and the courts get their act together, people are going to continue to do it. Like, the government said they're going to roll out another two average speed cameras before the end of the year. My God, two? You know what I mean? Two average speed cameras should be more. There need to be invested more money in this. Give the cars the money they need. And for people to think, it's all a money-making rack. I tell you, if it was a money-making rack, they'd be sitting on the Nace Road or the Lucan Road at the N7, and they'd have no problem catching people speeding. No problem whatsoever.
Well, that's Michael Ring's point. He's talking about the idea of placing, you know, the speed vans in these areas. He says it, you know, is about revenue and not doing anything to stop tragic road accidents. The other side of this is it would totally free up Garda resources. Just
absolutely.
To the average speed
cameras. Like, it's a no-brainer. Like, the EU need to get on top of the car manufacturers and say, look, stop doing this. And for the government, need to bring in the technology that is available. The speed limiters, black boxes on the cars, alcohol interlocking devices. And you'll see the numbers coming down. But then again, the courts have to give proper sentencing. Like, I read about a guy there a few weeks back. He had something like 30 previous convictions, 10 motoring offences, banned from driving, like my daughter's killer was. And he gives him a five-year suspended sentence. Now, where's the deterrent there? He was already banned from driving. What's the point of giving him another giving him a suspended sentence?
Just about sentencing. It's 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to join us. Leo, will you stay with us if you don't mind for a few moments?
Because
another couple of callers here. This texter suggests that dangerous and careless driving, that's what the cause of accidents is. Brian says, I can't be the only one to notice that in a lot of the car adverts on the TV, the cars are always speeding. The whole mentality needs to change. Porrig is with us on the line. Porrig, I believe you drive buses for a living. They come with speed limiters, don't they? Yeah. How are you?
Yes, hi, Alan. Yes, they do. They come with speed limiters. They're all limited at 100 kilometres per hour. And I have to agree with Leo and everything he was saying there. I think what we see on the roads, basically the only difference you have to do when your car is limited is give yourself more time. You have to think, if I go out driving to Dublin, I give myself my time to get there and at the speed limit, because I have no choice. And actually, I genuinely think it's a great thing that if I was given the choice of driving a car to Dublin or driving a bus, because it's limited, I would take the bus because it's an easier drive, it's an easier journey because I've planned it out. I have to take my time. If I leave late, I'm going to be late. At least I'll still make it, in my opinion. So I do agree with Leo and all that and everything he said. I do think the cars should be restricted. And not at 100, I do say 120, because like the buses that we drive is actually the maximum we can drive, speed limit, is 100. So it's restricted at the maximum.
So,
I think
so you just can't go above it. It's nearly like setting the cruise control,
it's just like setting the cruise, but you cannot bypass it. We have a driver's card that we put into our machines too, that it tells every single thing we do, every speed we're doing, every minute we're driving, when we stop, when we start, everything on these tacho devices. They're in all the buses and trucks. And I think cars should be fitted with them too. And I think also, I see it on the road myself with new drivers. Everyone needs a chance. Like when I was a new driver, there wasn't as many cars. There is now. But I think you can restrict it based on your license. Like if you've only got your new license, with your car, the technology is there to actually slide in a car to say, no, you cannot pass this speed until you actually get experience. An in plate or an L plate on your car won't really make a huge difference in the speed of your car.
And I know, you could have the person, though, maybe if they're a name driver on two cars, you know what I mean? That they could jump from one to the other.
So they have to bring the card. So they have to the car. Like, I mean, they have breathalyzers that you blow into a bag, and if you don't pass it, the car won't start. Well, you can do the same with the technology with your license. Your license has it, when you pass your test and everything else, you slide it into something in your car, and that car won't move unless you have it in it. Mm. And also that it's restricted to the age or the experience you actually have on the road as well.
Listener here says, I think this is a totally ridiculous idea. Having cars only limited to 120 kilometres per hour should bring the country to a standstill on the motorway. Careless drivers, that's the problem. Actually increasing the speed on the motorways, that should be increased as well, says this listener. Robert is on the line. Robert, do you think we should have speed limiters in cars?
No. There's two very simple solutions. And to look at these politicians and whoever else, it's staring them right in the eyes and just cannot see it.
Robert, just bear with me 1 second. I'm just going to reconnect with you there on the phone line, if you don't mind. Have we Hugh on the line in Meath?
Yes.
How are you, Hugh?
Yes.
How's things?
Hi there.
Do you agree with the idea of speed limiters in cars?
I think it's one of the measures that can be brought in. But again, it shouldn't be for everybody. It should be people that are multiple offenders of speeding. So again, based on a point system that we have already, if they go over a certain number of points on the licence, yes, put a limiter on the car or put a monitor, a tachograph. It can easily be done. But the practicality of putting all cars on this type of monitoring system or restrictive system is not possible. The real underlying problem here is the quality of the infrastructure that we have. And where are the deaths occurring? The deaths are occurring are mostly pedestrian deaths through car accidents, okay? And they're people getting knocked down in urban areas. That's where most of the fatalities happen with car accidents. When you go on to the good infrastructure, good road infrastructure, the number of fatalities drops on our motorways. And that is the key thing here, the underlying thing. We have up to 70 road projects in this country, all on hold at the moment. And they're the type of good infrastructure corridors that we need to help save lives. That's the real underlying issue here, is improve the infrastructure that's there, because the old infrastructure on old secondary routes are not good enough for transport in a modern day.
I wonder, do we need speed limiters at all if we were to just go out and put the average speed cameras on every road?
I think it's definitely another measure that helps. And again, there are black spots, but again, we have to look at the data that's there. The majority of fatalities with vehicular deaths are in urban areas, basically, and they're mostly pedestrians or cyclists. That's where these fatalities are happening. They're not happening on our new motorway systems that have been built in the last boom in this country, whatever. And that's the type of infrastructure, like the Leinster Outer Orbital that was pulled out of the National Development Plan. Those types of large road infrastructure projects should be being put back in place to take the traffic out of our small towns and villages.
Porrick is back with us. Porrick, do you agree with this? Do we need speed limiters?
I genuinely do. Another thing we do too is, I drive through every single roads all over Ireland, locals, regionals, all that, and carrying tourists and all that, and they're just blown away with how bad our actual roads is. And you travel a one lane road that it was an 80 km speed limit is crazy as well. But it's to try and change the mentality of people to get them to slow down.
A lot of people texting about that. This listener says, I think we need to be seriously looking at the other factors. It's the things like the phone, it's drink, it's the drug culture, and just even the state of rural roads as well. Apologies, Robert, you're with us on the line. Do you agree with the idea of speed limiters?
There's two very simple solutions, and it's staring everyone right in the eyes. I don't know why the government hasn't done it. It's better education, most people that are driving cannot drive properly. Very, very simple. You look at Denmark, 28-30 lessons to get your driver's license. Germany, 30 hours, your people in this country, they're sitting in the overtaking lane, can't even turn a corner properly without crossing the white lines anymore. Well, that's what I think. And number two, you have 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds, and you might even have a learner permit, and they're driving high-powered BMWs. So number two is probably the insurance company's fault that younger people are driving more high-powered cars.
Niall and Navin says the touch screen in the new cars, that I think as well often plays a part in accidents. I hate the one that's in my own car. You have to change the screen to even access any of the functions. They're worse than mobile phones, according to Niall. Leo, you're still with us. You've been listening to some of the listeners' views about this today. I have an interesting text from one listener who makes the point that, they say they have a dash cam fitted to their own private car, right? And they get a discount on their insurance policy because of that. And their suggestion is that if you have speed limiters, there should also be an insurance discount too.
100%. Hugh was talking about the deaths. Most deaths are happening on rural roads, and it's not pedestrians being knocked down. There are a number of pedestrians being killed, yes, but it's collisions, and they don't call them accidents. They're not accidents. These are collisions that can be prevented. And all you get is the same excuse. You can't cure all the ills, careless driving, dangerous driving, using the mobile phones, the screens on the cars. Yes, they should all be sorted out. But we're talking about speeding at the moment. The biggest killers are speeding, drink driving, and use of mobile phone and fatigue. Speeding, I still haven't heard anybody give me a reason why a car should be coming into the country to go over 120 kilometres an hour if the maximum speed limit is 120 kilometres an hour.
Well, I suppose the difference being that the limit there would be 120 as opposed to 100, that you can still do 120 in the motorways.
Yeah, you see, speed limiters can only be a good thing. They can only save lives. They're not going to kill anybody. They can prevent fatalities. I've seen it myself on the M50, speed limit is 100 kilometres an hour, and yet people are still going 120 kilometres an hour. It's slashing rain when visibility is low, and you'll still get people, because it says 100, okay, I'm going to go 100 kilometres an hour. They treat it as a target. We need to breed a new generation of drivers in this country, and that can show that driving in a more relaxed manner can be just as rewarding as speeding.
Well, if the majority of the people, the majority of the road fatalities, like we've had 147 so far on Irish roads this year, Leo, and like if the majority of those are happening on rural roads, it's often the case that the speed limit there is about 80 kilometres.
Exactly. The speed limits on rural roads are crazy. Like you had Robert talking about education. Like the education is out there. I myself and members of Forever, we go around and we're talking to transition year students every year. I spoke to 1,700 transition year students and so did the first responders out in Mayo. And we have one coming up in the Helix and I have another one, Navan, and another one, Carrick Macross. Education is out there. The young people are listening. And this is a new generation of people that we have to give. But it's not an excuse. Education isn't going to cure it like that there. You know yourself, you do your so many 30 hours, but then you fall into the habit like everybody else does.
That's your luck. You pick up bad habits,
on the arm out the window.
Yeah,
we all develop bad habits.
Over the years.
Like, there's no magic bullet, but for God's sake, the technology is there. Let's take the steps to save people's lives.
Annette's got in touch. She says, my daughter has just passed her driving test this year. We got cheaper insurance with the RSA on the condition that she has a black box in her car recording her speed. If she gets three warnings regarding the speed, she'll lose her licence. And I can't understand why this isn't mandatory for every driver in Ireland. That comes in from Annette. This texter says, raise the deterrence for the regular offenders in the road. Three strikes and you're out. The car is crushed. Simple as that. Another listener makes the point, if 120 kilometres per hour, if that's the max speed in the country, why don't all cars have limiters to 120? Also, all cars now have the speed zone recognition, so why not limit speed of the car to every single limit? 087 1400 106, that's the number. If you've thoughts or views today on Michael Ring's suggestion that all cars brought into the country should have speed limiters, do let us know.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.